Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on a three-step process for healing, for doing many modalities, but of course we're going to be doing it with sound, and it's a process of connecting to source and getting as high as possible, releasing and moving out stuck energy, and then resonating bliss even higher. It's a very powerful process. So our intention is that everyone might find the exact avenue they need to heal and resonate love, light, and bliss. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you about some things happening at the school. Tomorrow, we have our summer intensive starting. If you're in the area, or even if you're not, come on over. We're starting, it's a two-week summer intensive, 10 to 9:30 every day. And we go into the zone and get really deep. And it's half of the certificate program. If you can't make this one, we have another one, August 4th to the 16th. And again, that's every day for about almost 2 weeks. And you can also finish, if you wanted to get the certificate, you can finish the certificate online. Or if you do the first one, you can do the second one in August. We're doing the first one in August and the second one in August. So you can do that. The next three-month certificate program, three nights a week and some weekends, starts September 3rd. And summer intensive and the certificate program in September are the first semester of the associate's degree program. We also have the online classes happening. You can do that starting June 14th, just next, I think it's next Tuesday. And that's the certificate goes right into the degree program if you want to keep going as well. It works really well. We do a lot of toning and chanting, go through exactly how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and do a lot of meditations and teach you many, 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 many skills to open up your own practice. We also have the, I call it sound healing audio production, but it's really just audio production classes for any type of equipment, whether you're using Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic Audio, and equipment so you can use the equipment to affect people in a much deeper way. That's happening here at the Institute starting June 24th for 6 weeks, or online starting next week. I believe it's on Tuesdays, normally on Tuesdays. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or just go to soundhealingcenter.com to get more information. We also have the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat. We still have quite a few openings. It's Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st. And we're going to be resonating the energies of the sacred mountain with sound. We're going to be bringing in all the beings of light there and making sound with them at Stewart Hot Springs, which has some of the best healing water. And it's $120 until July 1st, and then lodging or camping is a little bit more. Not much more, though. It's only like $70 for a room. You can share that with somebody if you want. We also have a Tibetan bowl concert coming up June 22nd here at the Institute with Karma Moffat, Tibetan bell experience. Karma is the master. He's been collecting bowls for 20 years, Tibetan bowls, and he's got them so that he can go through the low frequencies up to the high with everything totally 100% harmonious, and he's got like a tape loop. He gets the whole room shaking with Tibetan bowls. It's really, really powerful and really cool. It's only $20. And then we have an open house here at the Institute June 30th from 1 to 6 p.m., and it's about how sound affects us at all the different levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be doing a lot of heart-opening sound meditations as well. That's 1 to 6 p.m. on June 30th. We also have some advanced classes that you're welcome to come to. We have a class on sound and acupuncture starting July 2nd. and we're going to be learning how to use tuning forks on acupuncture points. Then also, we have a really cool class on sound and consciousness and the Kabbalah with Rabbi Stephen Fizdale. Stephen is like the master of the Kabbalah of the world. I mean, he is really the master. He's written 3 books on it, and he goes through the Tree of Life based on frequency and musical intervals and timbres, and really explains how the Tree of Life explains consciousness and healing at all different levels of reality. It's really a very cool class. It's starting July 24th. Again, you can contact us at David@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. Again, we also have the Sound Healing Store online. That's at Resonant Harmony SF, as in San Francisco, resonantharmonysf.com. And we've got everything from alchemical bowls to Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, tuning forks. I mean, the full kit and caboodle. So check that out. We also have the physical store here at the school as well. And we also are still doing online treatments. We can find your soul frequency and then send you a CD in your key. You just have to have Skype and a webcam, and we will find the frequency that puts you at rest, that makes you peaceful, the most peaceful, as well as many other treatments. We have Emmanuel, who does voice healing over the phone. He's been working with people with cancer and had some amazing results. And you can check that out at thesoundtherapycenter.com, soundtherapycenter.com, or contact us. And so that's what's happening around here. So last night we had a meetup that was really powerful. We had about 30 crystal bowls going, and Tibetan bowls, and didgeridoo, and shakers, and rattles, and all types of stuff going. And we did this 3-step process that is really powerful. And I just came across it just by talking to healers in the classes and healers around. And a lot of people just intuitively do this 3-step process. And again, it's basically to first, and you can do this on your own as well as when you're working with people. The first step is to resonate peace or love and light, higher vibrations as much as possible, a connection to source, connection to your soul, connection to spirit, connection to higher emotions like love, gratitude, joy, and compassion, or, you know, simply just play a sound healing instrument like a crystal bowl and get that consistent tone going that resonates these higher vibrations, because all of the higher vibrations are extremely consistent energies. Like love is extremely consistent. You know how when you're in love, you're just totally at peace because everything's so consistent. And when you're connected to source, it's like you become so still because everything is so consistent, because you're zoomed out far enough where you're seeing all frequencies in the universe. And so the whole trick is to resonate these higher vibrations. You can do it by also just lighting candles. You can do toning, you can do mantras, you can do chanting. There's a lot of things you can do. You could play just a CD of that gets you into the zone. You can just meditation. You could do yoga, for that matter. You know, just about anything that gets you in the zone. But then really resonate it as much as you can. Now, for people that are really challenged at the time, it can be hard to get very far. For example, I mean, at the worst case, and this is not the most common, it's not very common at all, but say you got someone that's dealing with extreme depression. Well, they may not be able to, even if you're doing it on your own, if you're extremely depressed, you may not be able to get very high. You know. Although a lot of people, even though they often have stuff going on, you know, I know that I can actually get pretty high pretty quickly. I think a lot of people that I know come across, they're pretty, they've done some work, you know. And it's not like we're really, really in the fire all the time. And other times we get high. So we can sometimes actually shift pretty easily and really bring in that energy. We may not be able to get as high, as high as possible, but you can just do your best to open up as much energy as possible. The point of this is once you've gotten in the zone as much as possible, you have more energy and more light and more source energy and more love, more just more energy altogether to then do the deep weeding. And that is to really start clearing out stuck energy and negative beliefs or any, you know, physical issues or any mental things you have going on or anything that's stopping you from connecting you more to source or spirit or connecting you more to your soul. Anything that's stopping you from being in higher vibrations of compassion, love, joy, and gratitude. So you have more energy to do the deep work. But after you do all of that, the next step is to party. You know, once you've done some clearing, and as Abraham says, if you just do a little bit, if you just do some work and even make and release one little thing, we feel better. And when we feel better, generally we can get higher. So then you resonate love and light again. But now you've got this clearing that just happened. So often you're able to go into a really high state of bliss just because you've made some movement. Sometimes when you do some major clearing, you might really be able to go into the zone. And if you clear some major issues, you really want to go. You can really majorly resonate pure love and light and oneness with everything in the universe. It's really, really effective. It depends on, you know, how much clearing you do. But, you know, it also depends on how much work you've done and how much practice you've done about going into the light and being able to resonate higher vibration. Because the more you do it, the more it becomes commonplace and the higher you can get each time. You know, so that's the three-step process. Resonate love and light, do the clearing, and then resonate love and light even higher. So I want to do this process with you now. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do two things for each step of the process. One is we're going to play a CD that's about that aspect of the process, and then we're going to do some vocal work. So for this first one, which is resonating as much love and light as possible, we've got a CD or song on one of my CDs, the Nutra Energetic CD, called Reconnection. And this song is really about reconnecting to Source. That was the intention when I wrote the song and recorded it. It's about exactly doing what we need to do on the first step, and that is get as connected to Source as possible. As you'll hear, the way the song starts out, it starts out kind of spacey. It's also got a didgeridoo that is helping really get you back in the zone. And then it gets more and more clear as the cellos come in and we really focus on the energy of love. So now tune in and set your intention to connect to Source, connect to Spirit, connect to these higher vibrations of love and light as much as possible as we listen to Reconnection. take this energy that we've gathered, we're going to use it to really start clearing anything you might have going on, whether you have anything physically, any pains, or any issues you have physically that you want to release, or any stuck emotions, any anger, any frustration, any grief, any fear, anything that you want to release, and it could be even a deep emotional issue, or just anybody you haven't forgiven. And we can also work on any aspects of depression. So what we're going to do first is we're going to play a song called Antidepressant. But it's not just about depression, this song. It's actually got a frequency sweep that goes from low, goes through each of the notes. And that's an aspect of sound healing where every note and every frequency is a nutrient in the body. What a lot of people subscribe to in this field, a lot of people who study especially voice analysis. So this song actually goes the full span of notes as well, two or three times through the song. And it's also got alpha frequencies in it to activate for clearing. And it's got a lot of odd harmonics in it, which are more, a little more edgy and bright sounds that are for activation and clearing. So if you have anything physically, emotionally, also if you have anything mentally, the alpha frequencies are really, really good to help with any brainwave stuff that's going on. So set your intention to clear out whatever you want to clear out with this song, Antidepressant, and we're just going to play the last 7 minutes of it here. So, I should say, I was going to say enjoy, but just do the work. Thank you. Now, there are many techniques you can do with the voice to help release stuck emotions and emotional issues, and also work on aspects on the body as far as any physical or pain going on in the body. And in other radio shows, we've talked about using frequencies, cymotherapy frequencies that are very effective on the body. We talked about toning on the body physically. And we spent a lot of time, a whole other radio show, many actually, on using the voice to release stuck emotions. So let's deal with that just a little bit since we're in the zone now. So you could choose an emotion that you want to release, and there's many, we've got 10 different techniques, but I'll just give you kind of a combination one, a combo technique. What's good is to tune in to the emotion, and you're going to make the sound of this stuck emotion, which can be a really annoying sound, really grating, and when you really get into it, it really, if you play with it until you finally get the right sound, which doesn't even happen that often for me where I get it really right, it totally opens up a whole new world where the whole emotion unravels. But then we don't want to just resonate these negative emotions, so to speak. We want to then transform them into a positive love and light energy. So the process is to slowly change it into a positive emotion. And you have to do it slowly enough so that it really feels like it's transforming. Now, you can also add in some extra help by asking for help from your guides or asking for help from archangels or ascended masters or positive aliens, for that matter. Or if you've never worked with guides or anything like that, a cool technique is to say, I would like to bring in the highest being in the universe who is the very best at dealing with the issue that I have. Just go for the best one. But always add in, only for my highest good. Okay. So that amps up this whole process of making the sound of the emotion and transforming it into something really positive. And often, when you do this emotional release, physical issues start to clear up on their own. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this. I'll do it for an issue I'm dealing with right now. And if you like, since we're in the zone, do it for an issue you're dealing with. We set sacred space now, so we're protected, and none of this negative energy gets imprinted in the room we're in. It's only protected, and it's released into spirit. Frustrated in traffic, You know, you can go into the light, make the sound of your frustration, and transform it, and ask for help if you like. Very cool. Now, I want to play another song that is actually designed on the quantum level precisely for releasing stuck emotions. In fact, the song is called Emotional Stress Relief. And it's actually like a homeopathic remedy. We have quantum frequencies that are embedded in the song. In fact, the chord progression are the actual frequencies of emotional stress relief from a company called Nutra Energetics. So if you like, just hold your intention for releasing, continue to release whatever you have going on while listening to the song, because it's got frequencies in it that can help you do it. Okay. Emotional Stress Relief, or ESR.
go to gratitude for doing the work that we've done and being allowed to release whatever we have released. You can also go to compassion for the entrainment that we all get into of confusion, craziness from our society, from our parents, who are also entrained from the craziness of our society and humanity or non-humanity. So we can go to gratitude and compassion. We can also go to love and just fill in this cleared space with pure, universal, divine love. Just bring it into your heart as much as possible, which should be a whole lot now that we've just done some work of clearing. Just bring it in and just resonate completely love through your whole system. And we have a song here that is the essence of unconditional love. It's called Unconditional Love, and it not only has the quantum codes of unconditional love embedded. When I recorded it, I was really careful to go into a state of pure universal love while recording it. So it is filled with intention of unconditional universal love. So resonate this whole field for yourself as we listen to and feel unconditional love. last step is so important, because the whole trick is to get used to being in this state of love and light, so it is the normal state you're in all the time. So the more you resonate it, the more you get used to it. You can go further, though, and that is to go to the ultimate place where you're one with everything in the universe, that natural state of who we truly are, and totally connected to Source and Spirit. And what's so cool about that place is love naturally flows through it. Everybody that has had near-death experiences almost always talks about that infinite love that is in the place where they're one with everything in the universe. So for our final meditation with sound, with the voice, set your intention to go to this place of oneness and bliss, where love is flowing through it naturally. And we'll simply make the sound of that place to bring us into it and resonate it. So use this process however you like. Mold it, transform it, add it to whatever you're doing, if you like, if it works for you. So hold this energy. Again, hold this energy of pure love and light, connected to Source, one with everything in the universe, with love flowing through intensely. Hold it as long as you can through the evening, as long as you can through the weekend, as long as you can through the whole week ahead, as long as you can through the month ahead and months ahead, and years ahead. Imagine holding this not only years, but lifetimes ahead. And then we'll never need clearing again. Thanks for listening, and